Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. The focus of today's show is actually on a book or a concept for a book that I have in mind entitled The First Cosmic Roller Coaster Ride is Known as Planet Earth, and I would like to co-create this with you, my sweet friends. So I'm going to start by presenting a brief summary, then take you into how you can further assist in this co-creation, and then we will move into a channeling through one or more of these keys or issues that we will have a look at and some of the tools that we can use for this. So the book, The First Cosmic Roller Coaster Ride, is known as Planet Earth, Light Tools for Frequency Remodulation. It's essentially about integrating ourselves successfully on planet Earth as light workers and being able to activate the key codes of our highest potential. In this book, we initially look at what it is to be a light worker, the qualities, frequencies, experiences, and understandings, integrating simply a deeper level of knowing as to our true nature as these beings of light. Following this, in mapping these navigation skills for planet Earth, we look at common challenges faced by light workers, whether this be addiction or abundance issues, the inability to manifest our soul purpose or sacred contract, lack of personal empowerment, health issues, isolation and alienation or relationship challenges. We will cover a broad spectrum of issues experienced on this plane of duality and offer light tools to overcoming many of these challenges. The second part to this book will focus on the ability to integrate many key qualities through cosmic keys to living in the now. It will take us into a deeper service role as spiritual leaders and teachers, way-showers, networkers, and light workers. The book will essentially be presented in the form of light tools, guided visualizations, affirmations, and invocations, from a metaphysical and quantum physics perspective, with a touch of cosmic humor, with easy tools for those just waking up, and more advanced tools for the seasoned lightworker. The first cosmic roller coaster ride is known as Planet Earth, represents an inspired collective voice to assist in frequency remodulation as we co-create this reality of unity consciousness by stabilizing our emotional oscillations and resuming our roles with passion, purpose, support, and service and love in this time of awakening and shifting in this now. So in essence, here we are on planet Earth. We recognize that we're these souls in human embodiment, that we have a purpose here. Many of us are fulfilling our purpose. Others are still working with finding that passion, that voice, that service that really resonates with them in terms of bringing out their joy and co-creating, networking, or also even just experiencing that sense of networking or sharing of resources. And of course, as we step more into these roles of light worker, we're also still working with a lot of our own issues. We're experiencing these emotional oscillations through planetary shifts, through our own, obviously, personal transmutation and clearing as we move from this carbon-based cellular functioning into this crystalline silica-based light being. And with that, we're moving through parallel realities, past lives, genetic memories that we're also clearing, of course, many issues that we've experienced in this lifetime too. And a lot of those issues come up time and time again. Personal empowerment, addiction, lack of abundance, inability to manifest our soul purpose and sacred contracts, as I've mentioned. And with it, of course, we also have a lot of the ascension symptoms, which would create health issues. Then within that too, there's those light workers that often feel very isolated and alone. And, you know, then there's those that are awakening and they have the imaginings of the fine mind and start to believe, you know, all this information they're receiving is from the divine, when in fact it's actually negative ego aspects. Of course, you get those that have the Messiah complex as well. So there's many issues that are actually, if we can look from a light worker's perspective or from a star-seeded perspective, that we share all together. But just written from that cosmic perspective, that will share with cosmic humor many of these tools and techniques. And what I'd like to do is to actually just start with something. I haven't written anything at all. Just this concept came to me about a week ago. And in fact, as I was thinking of this concept, I was just inspired and having worked with a lot of people and their issues from a psycho-energetic perspective, and also working from a marketing perspective, understanding that there's a large number of light workers that are just really needing marketing assistance too. Have written beautiful books, ebooks, music, but have no idea how to market them, or actually are just sitting in a space where there is no financial backing or resources to take them to the next level of the work. And that is the next level I'd like to also talk to you about and move into. But in this first co-creation, what I'm hoping that you may assist me to do is tell me some of your issues so that we can actually just have this beautiful book of sharings, and then be able to represent some of the light tools that we can work with on different levels through that. And in the next level, look at how we can navigate through planet Earth quite successfully through golden keys of living in this now. So what I'm going to do is to start with, as I mentioned, is just go into a form of channeling, connecting to the highest guidance that comes through. And what I've asked in this session is simply for the guidance to come through in terms of collectively some of the issues that we're most working with at this moment in time, and to be able to offer some light tools and techniques and understandings. And don't go away, because I look forward to hearing from you and also to hearing a little bit more about how we can work together. So let's just get ourselves comfortably relaxed now in this sacred space, just breathing gently into the body and expanding the lower abdomen as you breathe in, and contracting the lower abdomen as you breathe out. Just breathing deep. Letting go of everything but this now moment in mindfulness. Connecting in to the crystal heart of Mother, Father, God. Into the center of the universe. Through this, into the essence of Mother Earth. Feeling this connection now to all the beings of light from on high. Merging with your I Am presence, grounding yourself into the essence of this earth, to Lady Gaia. Finding yourself now on the unity grid of light. Connected to light workers and all the beings of light from on high, assisting in this ascension journey. Calling now the beings of light from on high, through the merging of my I Am presence, to to assert in the collective consciousness as this collective voice, to bring through the guidance that can assist us in this now. Welcome, precious hearts. One of the primary qualities to integrate is that of coming into the power of self and letting go of addictions. Addictions are low frequency wavelengths that create levels of guilt that take you into survival rather than living, and can take you out of the sense of truly understanding that you are a gift. Yes, precious heart, in making your journey to earth, in choosing to be of service to the lower dimensions and lower worlds, you did this, for you have mastered many of these lessons of duality on the lower planes and chose to assist in lifting the consciousness of all humanity. As the veils are lifted, it is truly to work with these cellular memories, but to do so through looking through your master eyes and knowing that you are this gift. Everything about you is precious and unique. You come here with particular skills and tools that will allow you to move into that place within yourself of love and passion and inspiration. And it is only in viewing life from a limited lens do you continue to perpetuate these patterns that move you into lower frequencies common to this earth plane, such as smoking or drinking or overeating. It matters not, as you perpetuate these patterns through these lower frequency thoughts and feelings, you move through this oscillation spiral of guilt, of victim, a persecutor consciousness, of the inability to truly love yourself, and through that, the inability to truly love others. Breathe now the magnificence of yourself. The golden white light of Mother, Father, God, the energy of your I Am presence, as you repeat to yourself, I am a gift. I am a gift. Notice I am. The essence of who you are is this magnificent, precious light. And it is to come into the cosmic consciousness awareness of that, that will take you into a deeper level of empowerment and the ability of not only trusting and surrendering to the divine, but in breathing in the life and light of yourself. To work with these issues of addiction, surround yourself in the vibrant red flame of the first ray of will and power. The energy of this beautiful, vibrant ray will allow you to let go of these issues that take you into a level or a frequency where you feel you are not in control of your life, where you feel disempowered. Regardless of what is happening in your external environment, you have the strength, you have the ability to create and affect change. For you are this precious gift. Breathe now this beautiful, vibrant red flame of light. Visualizing yourself as a spiritual warrior with the sword of holy truth. See yourself cut these cords and frequencies that bind you to these addictions, that bind you to people that you perpetuate these addictions with and would like to shift this connection with. Continue to breathe in the breath of life, in this beautiful, vibrant red flame now, as you focus on a beautiful seafoam green and violet colored ray. For this is the ray of transmutation that will lift the memories at a cellular level. That will not only clear these old false beliefs and judgments, but start to take you into the essence of the divine feminine aspect to yourself, in creating with discernment your reality of unity consciousness from the sense of self-love and self-appreciation, balanced with the energy of the spiritual warrior of light. Feel this vibrant, seafoam green and violet colored ray coming in now. Experience the same of starting to view life through your master eyes, in creating this frequency that you can hold that will lift your vibration and your focus into a greater level of passion and living in love. Lastly, surround yourself in a beautiful pink-orange flame of light. Well, this is the 11th ray of illumined truth and brings with it the sense of healing and the sense of divine love. Further to this, this beautiful ray activates the third eye, bringing insight, wisdom and understanding to your service work, taking you back into the sense of purpose and passion. For it is only when you move into comparing yourself to others, when you experience lesser than or better than consciousness, when you feel ungrounded or off balance, when there is a sense of not having enough, that you continue to perpetuate these addictions, the spirals into relationships, into health issues, into karmic relationships, and many more areas of your life. So we suggest to you one of the most important aspects to integrating yourself on planet Earth would be coming into the power of yourself. Lastly, precious heart, we would like to place you in a chamber of light, into a cosmic consciousness chamber of light. For this cosmic consciousness chamber of light will spin the electron-positron pairs within the body at an increased frequency of light relative to your level of cosmic consciousness awareness, and greatly assist in the conscious focus of your service work. For in coming into the power of yourself, you connect into the energy of your higher light, to your higher self of the light, your Christed over self of the light, almighty I Am Presence, the company of heaven, to other light workers, to all the beings of light from on high, through this resonance and frequency of empowerment, and with it, love. Through this, you truly find a deeper level of meaning as to your service work, which takes you out of survival into living, trusting and surrendering, letting go and letting go. And this cosmic consciousness chamber of light, the three-dimensional rectangular grid of light that comes through, now brings through divine energy transmissions powered through the electron that not only spin the subatomic particles in the body in increased frequencies of light and assisting in this transmutation at a cellular level, but lifts you into the consciousness of understanding that you are truly a gift, and takes your service work to another level through joy, abundance, courage, manifestation, and empowerment. Continue to breathe, for the essence of life is breathing in the light of the universe. Feel and sense the magnificence of who you are. You have the skills and tools and techniques to truly master this third dimensional reality. Well, this is why you chose to come here, not only for self-mastery, but to assist others to move into this path too, into this golden age of life. Recognize it, integrate this, and let go and let God. Great, so just come back now into your sacred space and ground yourself into the energy of Mother Earth again. So there will be many levels to this book that I'd like to co-create, and it would be offering light tools. That was a guided visualization that may or may not feature as it's coming up in terms of the focus of it, but it would really be written in sort of quite simple English and then offering different levels of tools, more beginner's tools for those just waking up, and then more advanced tools that might work with the rays or light chambers or chakra activations, that type of thing. And what I would really like your assistance with is just sharing with me some of those issues or some of those challenges or some of those light tools that actually worked for you. Now, also came about this concept about a week ago at the same time as coming across the website of the Next Top Self-Help author. So it just came about at the same time, and I feel it's a good platform to possibly increase promotional awareness and get more people to join us and network for us. So at the end of the show, I will give you my YouTube details, and you can go and have a look at the concept that I have presented there. So I'd like to invite you to give me a call now, share with me some of your issues and some of the light tools, or just some of the issues, and we can have a look at that and chat about that. Just giving me some ideas. That would be lovely. The other thing that I really wanted to mention was very much about resources, marketing resources, that type of thing. Now, as I mentioned, what I've often found with light workers is the understanding of being able to write beautiful things or create beautiful things, beautiful music, books, and so on, but not having the marketing skills and resources. The other aspect to that I felt was quite important was some sort of financial resources, setting up a place where we could get in donations and give them to different groups, small groups, or to individual light workers to be able to take their service work out to another level. Now, interestingly enough, I had a wonderful friend that was emailing and telling me that she had some ebooks and she would love to have a place that she could put these, have a website, because she doesn't have the marketing know-how to actually market herself and her ebooks and so on. And my suggestion or proposal would be to consider a place where people can firstly give. If you have products or ebooks that you might like to give to others, we can have a page for that where we can put that up, and people can just download that. And I think that's a beautiful idea to be able to give. Then we have another page where it's possibly downloads of music, ebooks, that type of thing, where it's actually been sold by different authors or musicians and so on. And then the next level to that is actually being able to just get donations. And then we have another page where people are writing in and creating some sort of awareness of why they could utilize those funds. Some sort of place that we could really just come together with our marketing, with our resources, with our knowledge, and share that with others. I know there's probably a lot of stuff out there, but mostly what I see on these beautiful networking websites is either their social chit-chat, people are just hanging out, which is also great, or the other side to that is just websites that offer a lot of different channeled materials, which is also wonderful. And, of course, we've got YouTube, which is just such an incredible resource too. But, not to mention a lot of our other networks, we've got like Facebook, but what I'm looking for is a resource that can bring us all together into different ways. And I certainly appreciate your suggestions on that too. So let me know in terms of sharing what you may like to do, or what would your suggestions or sharing with me on different ways. I'd greatly appreciate that. So to get the number to call in then, please do come and share with us. This is a very great opportunity, and I'd dearly love to hear from you all at this time. You're welcome to call in with your ideas, sharings, or questions. on 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Otherwise, you can call in on 1-530-413-4522. Great. We've got Janice from Wisconsin. Hi, Janice.
Yes?
Yes. Hi, Janice. Lovely to hear from you. Can you hear me okay?
No, I can't.
Oh, gosh. All right. Is that a little bit better?
Yes.
Great, Janice. Have you got any questions for us or any sharings? All right.
Well, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? I had to turn off my speakerphone here. Maybe I can hear you better now. The reason why I'm calling today?
Yes.
I am a light body worker here, and I've been listening to your, I just got through with your wonderful meditation, and I am struggling and moving forward. I have been guided to do a lot of writing the past couple years, and I have not been able to move forward with it. And what you're saying has just touched my soul so much, because I have not had the finances to do anything with it. That was one of the things I was calling for, and another one was is I have a lot of dizziness with the ascension systems, and it puts me down. I'm a massage therapist, I'm a body worker, but there are days where I can't even get out of bed because I'm so dizzy. So I have like two things.
And, you know, I find that very difficult because, of course, that is such a part of our reality, too. And I certainly went through that for some years, you know, many years ago, where, you know, sometimes there were months that I went through where I actually slept 16 hours a day. So it actually wasn't possible to work. And then, of course, I went, you know, I moved into the opposite direction altogether. If I get 5 or 6 hours a night, I'm doing well. you know, and then there are days where you're actually just really cosmic, or you're experiencing, you know, either headaches or a lot of sinus problems or backaches or just oscillations of the emotional body, shifting in and out of the emotional body, or incredible lethargy, or there's a planetary event going on and you're just part of that connection, and it just really, you know, creates a lot of sometimes quite harmonious frequencies to the body, but difficult to actually work on a 3D level. Alternatively, it really just takes you into that spiral of the inability to work altogether. And, of course, there is that one, too, of just great memory loss. So we're faced with quite a few challenges, I think, and, of course, trying to gain momentum into putting out your work there. And it can be quite difficult, absolutely. So what do you think of that idea of actually having a common website where we can offer people's ebooks and writings and offer some sort of marketing tools and mediums that they could work with? You know, those that want to sell their products and, you know, receive a commission will certainly do so. It's just a place where we have to get more and more and more people there. And I feel it's twofold. The one is obviously to give you a lot of the marketing tools and suggestions, how you can go out there and get e-publishers, how you can possibly publish yourself, how you can look into different journal forms of advertising, or how you can even create your own MP3s and go off and sell it on your website, for example. And then the other part, of course, is to have your material up there, have a common website where we can all start to connect and interconnect. And, of course, the third part to that is, you know, being able to get donations. You know, I have a not-for-profit organization, for example, which I've never actually put out there for donations. So it would be quite nice to have something that's actually just set up as a Lightworkers Fund. And working with some sort of review, putting it out there so that we could get money out to people. Those that have money would be able to assist in that and then certainly give it out.
Well, I think it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful idea. Like I said, I've been sitting on my materials now for a couple of years because I tried to move forward and, you know, without any really knowledge of it, because I was just like guided to start writing poetry and lyrics and music and children's books. I was guided that the children of the new earth was not going to go with the good and bad evil plans that were out there, and that they needed different, you know, my first book was called The Cosmic Cinderella, to get the evil godmother out of the picture, you know. I have been guided to do all the writings, but, you know, I've just been feeling like I've been very, very stuck, you know, stuck financially in a lot of ways. I don't have a vehicle right now, and I guess I'm just on that crossroads of what's to come. So I love your ideas.
Great, wonderful. Well, let's, you know, create it as a reality. I feel it so much is that so many people have beautiful things, you know, and, certainly from what you're telling me, Janice, that, you know, your work sounds incredible, which is wonderful. But just, you know, there's so many of us, I feel, that have such incredible gifts and resources. And it's to create some level of trade, you know, even those that wanted to trade, you know, for this or that, and, you know, sort of set up some sort of hubbub, community networking interaction where, you know, you've got your writings up somewhere, you've got some tools of how you can market yourself further. And of course, hopefully if we get donations in, then they can start going out as well. So that would be a lovely place for us to get to collectively and to just start to support each other more. Because I see beautiful writings everywhere. And it's so much about the next experience, you know, it's about who do you resonate with. And of course, I could say the entire company of heaven on my, you know, I resonate with the entire company of heaven. So bring it on, you know, whether it's from the angels or the archangels or the Christed ETs or the Pleiadians or the Syrians. It doesn't really matter, you know, it all just completely resonates with me. But then we left to integrate that frequency and that next level often without that level of support. Without that level of interaction or coming together, a lot of that work for many people is done on in a plane level, or, you know, in that sense of doing it on their own. And then it takes them into another level of feeling isolated and alienated and or separated, you know. And, of course, we face also with a lot of our own challenges and our own issues and how we act and react on a daily basis. And it becomes, you know, sometimes it can certainly move you into these streams of consciousness and lower frequencies. So the more we come together collectively on different levels, I feel the stronger we actually simply become on both, you know, the physical planes and certainly connecting to the legions of light on the inner planes.
Well, great, I want to thank Janice. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for calling. Lots of love and blessings.
Somewhere different because I'm getting an echo on the phone right now, but I want to thank you for your wonderful work, and I will stay connected with this consciousness that you have created today, and I hope that I know that I will be moving forward with it. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you, too. Great. So also do email me, you know, Janice. I know that she's no longer on the line, but, you know, email me so I can have your details and we can start to set up all these resources together, different ways of supporting each other and just being there. As I said, whether it's offering trades or whether you want to sell your products or whether you have products that you'd like to offer, on my website, for example, we've got a very nice download section, free download section, and it's also a great gift to be able to offer from a service role. But, you know, that's just one aspect. The other side, of course, is quite realistically the practical side where you're bringing in money too. And it is quite really to find that balance. And I find a lot of people, you know, underlining those issues of abundance are certainly that sense too of, you know, money is the root of all evil. And I can sit here and say from my perspective, you can never have enough money. So I'll go into that a little bit later if we get some time. So we've got John from Vancouver on the line. Hi, John.
Hello, Anita.
Hi, lovely to hear from you.
Thank you for your lovely meditation. And Janice, I just wanted to mention to Janice, there's nothing quite like getting out into nature to help balance those energies. It's been remarkable for me. And I love your networking idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. And also, you know, I've done a lot of writing myself and what would seem like biblical proportions, but I just trust that the time will be right, you know, when it's ready to come out.
You know what the thing is, John? I think we're quite prolific because as light workers wake up, you just get so inspired. So I think there is so many people writing, you know, they are, you know, and waking up with the ideas of creativity and passion and inspiration. And they are, you know, and for every time you're writing that, on one level, it's, I remember my first writings, they were definitely for, you know, on one level for myself. The first workbook I put together was very much working from a psycho-energetic perspective. And then you move into different levels of where you're working and, you know, you're sharing that all the time. And what better way to actually put it together as, you know, as writings or as poetry or as music or art? So we're just getting so inspired. And I think then there's just so much beautiful material in the market that, you know, from a marketing perspective, not only do we need to have those tools as well, how to market ourselves, because you can be this incredible, brilliant person. But if you're living in a cave somewhere, you know, if you're not advertising on a physical level, no one's going to know who you are. And it takes sometimes quite a bit of time to build yourself up onto that platform. You know, I certainly sit and believe in that aspect of trusting and, you know, and putting out on the inner plane, certainly about those, you know, networking and you'll come together with the right people. But a lot of it also requires that dynamic right action. It requires those organizational skills. It requires you to, you know, get yourself organized and put yourself out there. And that is from simple things like, you know, having a look at like who your market is and what advertising mediums you can use and, you know, where can you get your work out on and maybe getting out into your local communities. It depends on, you know, what you're doing, going and giving free talks or setting up some evenings or doing a small, you know, if those communities are existing already in your area, then it's a good platform for you to go and to share what you do. And I think it becomes important to actually realize that, you know, we've got to be proactive from our side too as much as possible. That is also a level of, I think, connecting, supporting, networking, not only proactive individually, but always just having a look at how we can co-create.
I look forward to seeing how that progresses.
Yeah, me too. Please email me too, John, and then I'll keep you on the e-list when we get things going. Love to hear more about your writings too. Thank you very much. Lots of love and blessings. See you then. Great. We've got Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, I'm from California.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing and your sharing and your incredible meditations. I actually was originally going to call you about an issue for me, but then I, in listening to the other people who were writing out of their hearts and expressing themselves and not having it heard, I recently joined a local writing group. I would say probably a third or maybe just a quarter of the group are what I would call aware light workers. But I find that the opportunity to share my experience and my new perspectives is greatly enhanced, and that the reception that I've received from the other fellow writers, even though I occasionally get an, oh, I don't believe that, from them, is a wonderful outlet for me. And also it's a way for me to share my experience out of my heart with people that may not have even thought of some of the concepts and the things that I'm writing about before. So I was going to encourage other people who are listening, who are writers, to take it out of their houses and put it out there into venues where, you know, it can be shared and heard from others that may be ready and don't know it yet.
That's so such a beautiful suggestion, Donna. And the other thing I really like about that is, you know, setting up, when we set up this, kind of networking resource community, what I feel would be lovely too is that forums of, you can have the Writer's Corner. And you go in there with your ebooks and you trade it with someone else and, you know, you kind of read each other's books too and, you know, make suggestions and sharings. And I think that would be really beautiful in being able to support you. I feel, you're saying you're going out into a group where, most people are just honoring of your writings, but there are a couple of raised eyebrows. And I feel that's a fear for many lightworkers as well, is that they keep a lot of their things to themselves, their gifts and their books and their art or whatever it is, you know, to a very limited market because they feel possibly that they won't be accepted in, what we perceive as this, three-dimensional human consciousness, right. So to speak. So there's two levels there. One, I feel that, certainly discernment is key, in taking your teachings, your writings out to another level, there will always be a market, but you can certainly create your own, writers group if there isn't one in your era. And the other side, of course, is, from my perspective also, is who cares what people think? You know, just be yourself. That becomes quite an important one. Where it doesn't really matter, what other people think and believe. It's really just important what you think and believe. And so long as that discernment is there, you really are going to be meeting the right people that will honor you and just delight in your sharings and networkings and escalate, new ideas and new understandings and, just come together again with that soul family and friends of the light.
Now it's been what I have found too is that people that are writing and are open enough to express themselves like that are generally, we're all very respectful of each other's spaces. So there, even if we are writing from a different perspective than someone else there, the sharing of who we are, it becomes a very trust-filled and open-hearted endeavor. And I found it to be just incredibly worthwhile. I mean, I've belonged to this group now for probably a year and a half. But I'd really strongly suggest that people look around and ask their friends if they don't know of a small writing group in town. There are so many writing groups now. As you say, there's so many people coming out into that space of appreciating and recognizing their abilities and wanting to express, who they are. And I would just encourage people to consider doing that. Sitting in a drawer at home isn't going to change the planet.
You're right.
I think we can
You're
go
right.
out and be
it's
a lot
beautiful
more proactive.
Way. And it's also a lovely way, actually. Sorry, Donna. It's
Pardon?
Also a lovely way to understand the reality of others.
Exactly.
Moving into
that's the other benefit, right? Is what I get back from. From the sharings of other people and their perspectives on the same subject. So anyhow, I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate again what you do, and I look forward to being with you every other Tuesday. So
wonderful.
Thank you so
much. Thank you very much. Blessings and love. Thank you. Great. Well, there seems to be some lovely ideas coming out here, forums, interactive forums, setting up local writing groups, selling ebooks online, marketing of different services and resources. I mean, I must say for myself, the top self-help author contest actually didn't hold too much of a frequency key, but when I looked through the site, what I saw is they actually offered over a 4-month period also a deeper level of, how to write. And I've written myself also for many years and got a couple of workbooks and a lot more than in recent years. I actually just haven't even dealt with publishers and I've just done the ebook route. And that's worked very well for me, I must say, that electronic focus. And a lot of our mediums are moving much more into that electronic media focus. So it's also a very good way for you to go if you have got ebooks. To market them. If you have got MP3s, things that people, they like. They like the instantaneity of downloads. They like the ability of the, you know, they download that ebook and there it is, you know, sitting on their computer. Or they download that MP3 or FLAC file or whatever it is. Or in fact, even that DVD. We really are moving where people are just working with their iPods and their MP3 players and their computer, and you know the computers are becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. We're very internet focused. In fact, you know, often I just do most of my correspondence by email. I speak to a few people, but most of them I actually chat to via email. So we just see sort of where we are heading in terms of that cyberspace, you know, marketing focus. And to just recognize that it's very useful tools to be jumping on that bandwagon too. But there is nothing quite like to connecting in person. And I think Donna brought that home for us quite beautifully in not only connecting with other people, but in also just getting yourself out there and marketing yourself and having the courage to do it, because that's another level where you have to take yourself out of comparing to other people. You know, that goes back to my who cares what people think. The reality is most of you do. You worry about what other people think of you. And, you know, and it goes into the head and doesn't go into the heart. So just ground yourself. And as John suggests, get out into nature. You know, Mother Earth truly does support us all. And she's nurturing and wonderful. And when you climb her mountains and walk her beaches and get into the forest and find that stillness and silence within, you are one with the universe, and all the right knowings will come to you in that place of peace and silence you can create within yourself, as well as that inspiration and that passion and that deeper level of how we can co-create and network with one another. So I'm going to see if there are any more callers that we've got time for another question. I don't know if there's anyone on the line that may like to call in before we end the show today. All right, one thing I wanted to mention to you again, and that was that focus that I had a little bit earlier of you can never have enough money. Now, it's not only you know, poverty consciousness that will take you into that level of you know, not having enough money. If we're talking about money, with a lot of money, you can do a lot of things. And for me, that's why I say you can never have enough money. You can be the most incredible humanitarian, the most incredible light worker in terms of being able to assist and support this planet on different levels, from the grassroots, the physical level, right through to setting up, you know, some really quality service ashrams, from my perspective, in whatever way is completely appropriate to you. But what I often find is I also get emails from people saying, well, how can you charge for your services? You know, surely you're this light worker, you should just be of service. Well, the first and foremost thing is, of course, not only do you have to pay your bills at the end of the month, but when you're in service, as you all know, you don't come from a place of money focus. You're coming from a place of service focus. And what's been interesting for me, I found over the years, is when you offer something free, unless it's a promotion or you're doing something to, you know, piggyback onto something else, people don't generally appreciate it. The moment you put a price on it, there seems to be some level of value attached to that product, that service, that book, whatever the case may be. So certainly just keep that in mind in terms of if you're offering your services or your time, your energy. You know, it's not to think in terms of trades, but you've got to think in terms of energy. So there needs to be an energy exchange, an energy transference. Not necessarily with that person. If you know someone really doesn't, you know their situation and you're in a position to help, that's great. But just generally speaking, in terms of, you know, your lifestyle, your business, there needs to be some level of energy exchange. Of course, a lot of the service work is focused, and I think it's a great thing to do, of that giving and receiving, where you're giving and you're receiving, and a lot of it then does come down to offering particular tools or services or gifts, and you just give it because it's just an incredible way to share and increase light. But the other side to it is the paid work that you need to do to be able to you know, get through from one month to the next and to be able to offer all those free services. So please, you know, if you have any issues around money, just let them go. Money is just energy, and energy can be used in whatever way is appropriate to you in this now. So it's been lovely to chat to you today. Our time is up together, but I will leave you with the possibility of supporting me with the top self-help author competition or contest, if you so wish. Again, it's really not an important focus, but I feel it might be nice to have your votes if you may like to give it. And you can view that video on the YouTube channel and meet Melchizedek. Otherwise, please do write in and share with me some of your wonderful suggestions. And we've picked up some beautiful ones today, or any issues that you're looking at and you'd like some advice on, and we can have a look at how we can unfold that too. So join Solara Unra, Warrior of Light, next Tuesday for another beautiful seminar and channeling with the Councils of Light. And from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love. Namaste.